W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. We're at the White House this afternoon. President Biden honored 14 heroes of January 6th.
The East Room ceremony was held exactly 2 years after rioters breached and desecrated the Capitol.
All of it was fueled by lies about the 2020 election.
And President Biden said the country owes a debt to the 14 people he honored.
What you did was truly consequential.
The recipients of the Presidential Citizens Medal included election workers who faced harassment, state officials who amid pressure affirmed the results, and police officers who defended the Capitol from rioters, three of whom later died. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
On Capitol Hill, the House is still looking for its new speaker. They're adjourned until 10 p.m. Eastern time tonight when they'll reconvene and vote again. CBS's Willie James Inman says progress has been made by Republicans to get Kevin McCarthy to the finish line.
Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is moving closer to becoming the next speaker of the House.
McCarthy.
14 of the 20 far-right Republicans who had been voting for someone else switched their support to McCarthy on Friday after some backroom deals were made.
And while they vote again and again, a bar in D.C. is having a little fun with the speaker battle. Union Pub in Capitol Hill is offering a Speaker of the Pub special until someone is officially elected. For $218, you get 2 buckets of beer, 8 shots of whiskey, a bottle of wine, a bottle of fancy champagne, platter of tachos, and a Speaker of the Pub gavel. More positive news today about Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin.
The Bills say Damar Hamlin can now talk to his family and doctors. He even FaceTimed with the rest of the team from University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Bengals fans at this sports bar in Cincinnati say they're glad Hamlin's improving, and they hope the focus now can shift back to a playoff run.
They got a job to do.
Alan Skaya for CBS News, Cincinnati.
Russian President Putin ordered a 36-hour ceasefire in Ukraine over Orthodox Christmas. But State Department spokesman Ned Price says he's not buying it.
It is our concern that Moscow would seek to use any potential pause in fighting to refit, to regroup, and ultimately to reattack with more vengeance, with more brutality, with even more lethality.
Meanwhile, more military aid is heading to Ukraine to aid in the fight. The package is worth more than $3 billion. A very good December jobs report out this morning with employers adding 223,000 jobs. That positive jobs report fueling Wall Street today, sending the market surging all day long. The Dow closed up 700 points. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnier with your headlines. Representative-elect Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin's 3rd District says he's concerned about the future of the Republican Party if 20 people are able to stop them from appointing a Speaker of the House. After 11 rounds of voting, Kevin McCarthy still doesn't have enough votes. The group of Republicans blocking McCarthy from the position as Speaker say it's because he's not conservative enough. Until a Speaker is chosen, no work in the House can be done. Members-elect can't do anything until they're sworn in. Another round of voting is expected today. Wisconsin Republicans want to strip Democratic Governor Tony Evers from having sole authority over how to spend federal money. They're hoping to include a constitutional amendment on the April ballot, which would require spending be approved by the GOP-led legislature. The measure was introduced in January of last year. It passed the Assembly and Senate in the last session. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
Well, I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with or the Republican Party. So tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no Kid Rock, Lou.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com. The Shaw 101 FM. Your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at WAUK Radio. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the January 6th Devil's Advocates Radio Show. 2 years later, and Dominic, we welcome back a fine guest, a friend of ours. She is Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel Maggie Dawn. And Maggie, you were with us 2 years ago as the insurrectionist entered the Capitol. And we listened, Dominic and I listened to some of the tape of your commentary on our program. And you were already calling them domestic insurrectionist. I think you're pretty much on the DOJ's labeling in the criminal cases on day one in real time. Maggie, welcome back. Sorry, it's on the anniversary of the day MAGA Republicans try to kill democracy, but how you been, sister?
Hey, Maggie.
Hey, guys. Good to see you. You can hear me okay?
We can.
That sound, that's always a good thing. I don't know. I think it's somewhat fitting that here we are, the three of us again, and it's been 2 years, and we're watching in Congress, a direct line result of what began with Reagan, was fomented by Newt Gingrich, which has always been part of the Republican Party. It just was never talked about in public, that Donald Trump brought out of the caves and out of the dark underbelly and into the light, and now they can't elect a speaker because they've got a faction that's just bananas and believes that democracy isn't about who gets the most votes, but who screams the loudest and who breaks stuff when they don't get their way. Wait, that sounds like infants. Yes, the infantile wing of the Republican Party has now taken over. But yeah, that day was, I'll never forget exactly where I was sitting, watching it, literally crying and thinking, We've crossed into the abyss, right? Like, that is a point of no return, a true day that will live in infamy. Not to compare, of course, to the bombing of Pearl Harbor, but it was an attack on our democracy in the same way that was.
And Maggie, it was tragic for a number of the police officers, Capitol police officers. I believe 5 or 6 died, including suicides. We had a insurrectionist shot in the Capitol building, Ashley Babbitt. She's sometimes martyred. They call her the ultimate patriot. I mean, hell, there's a multi-million dollar rebranding campaign to try and recast the January 6th insurrectionist as the real patriots. But Maggie Dawn, has the Department of Justice response been sufficient
to match the violence of the day, the near calamity of the day. I mean, if they'd have caught Mike Pence, it is truly my feeling they would have hung Mike Pence. We barely dodged a bullet, both our democracy and in terms of what could have been the ultimate tragedy of that day.
Mike Pence, Nancy Pelosi, Mitt Romney, any three of those people would have died. Can you imagine them getting their hands on Representative Omar or Ocasio-Cortez? I'll be really blunt. There have been prosecutions. They've been going after those that they can identify. But here's where the problem is. Justice meted out by these federal court judges on these insurrectionists, those that have either stood by while violence happened and they themselves illegally entered the Capitol and disrupted the peaceful transition of power, or those that engaged in the violence themselves. When you look at the various prosecutions, and there's hundreds of them now, those that have been sentenced, I'll tell you two things that are generally in common. Now, there are exceptions. A few of the guys have gotten, I think two or three of them have gotten, you know, 10-year plus sentences. But what I would call the rank and file, here's what the two things are in common. The judges give them a lecture, a stern talking to, and then they give them house arrest, 6 months. And what I find disturbing is that for folks that have spent years in prison for nonviolent drug offenses, not even looking to sell, possession offenses, those that have spent time in our Milwaukee County jail for unpaid parking tickets, we got a problem here. So not only do I think justice has been slow, I think that the justice as it is, or as we might call it, that is being meted out, with a few exceptions, shows us exactly what the problem is with our legal system. And that is that white men and white conservative men are treated differently. And I don't know too many people who can look at these prosecutions for something that frankly could not be more central to the functioning of our government, not just in what they did, but their very intention, the spirit of what they were doing. If I possess marijuana for my own use and enjoyment, I'm not hurting anybody except for arguably me. And by the way, all the medical science proves that otherwise. And people that possess marijuana will go to prison. And so many of these mostly white men have gotten basically slaps on the wrist. So the short answer to your question, Mike, is I think, you know, the big dogs have been getting more punishment. We have yet to see what the DOJ will do with the insurrectionist in chief, the Great Orange Man, because that will be truly the test. But as to the regular folks, you know, like me and you and other people, people of color, I think we look at this and we go, it ain't fair and it ain't just. It's a legal system and it's the only one we got.
Meg Dunn, I've got to ask you about two of our local politicians. One, the congressman-elect from Wisconsin's 3rd CD, Derek Van Orden, was literally there on January 6th. He's awaiting, if they ever pick a speaker, maybe he'll get to be a congressman. And the other news we find from the January 6th transcripts is U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin effectively wanted to usurp the voters of the state of Wisconsin and throw it to the Republican gerrymandered controlled legislature. And effectively, it was a means to an end. It was a means to picking Trump, not electing Trump, but picking Trump, the ongoing president. And this very troubling. Rojo won re-election. Van Orden won election on this ballot. These were Wisconsin voters that picked these insurrectionists.
And I have to come back to race. You know, you were interviewing Judge Mitchell, and we, if you want, we can talk about the dynamics there with the Spice article. There's no question that Mandela Barnes lost that election because of racism, period, full stop. Ron Johnson has a loose relationship with, you know, earthly reality on any fact, like pick any issue that anyone cares about, and the man is sort of out in left field. And now this. Now, did any of us who have been paying even the slightest bit of attention think for one gosh darn second as Senator Johnson's story about his involvement in promoting an unconstitutional, insurrectionist, violent overthrow of our government by promoting this fake and an insurrectionist slate of electors. Is any of us surprised that the Jan 6 committee now, oh, yeah, that's actually what happened and he had a direct hand in it? Of course not. Van Orton? Well, you only have to look at the demography of the CD that he won election in to go, well, yeah, that's a no-brainer. But it's a great point of shame for our state. Every voter that cares about reality and cares about sustaining a democracy should be ashamed that these two people walk into the Capitol building of our great nation. Just today, I was at the swearing in of the state's first black female sheriff. The state's first black female sheriff, Sheriff Danita Ball. And we stood and sang the Star Spangled Banner, and I watched her swear an oath. Boy, that sure feels a lot different today than it did in the past times. And it did give me, in the midst of the second anniversary and all of the darkness that this conjures up and the utter dysfunction and dismantling and complete loss of any center of the Republican Party that we're seeing in D.C., that moment gave me some hope. Because, yes, Wisconsin has its first black female sheriff, and Milwaukee County continues to be the heart and soul of the liberality and the progressive movement and the economics of the state. And so today, although depressing, also had some rays of light and hope, and I thank Sheriff Ball. So, yeah, much to be observed. And certainly those two elected officials have no right to take any oath at all.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Our pal Maggie Dawn joining us this Friday. Maggie, CNN reporting, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel said this: "What we have seen from the January 6th committee is an overwhelming amount of evidence. I thought that there was already a substantial amount of evidence in that case, but now there is just clear evidence to support charges against those 16 false electors, at least in our state. Quite candidly, yes, we are reopening our investigation because I don't know what the federal government plans to do." Any advice for our Attorney General Josh Call in this regard, Counselor?
Hello. I mean, like, let's just start with something would be my advice. Like, stand up and say something about this. Address Van Orton in his role. Address Senator Johnson in his direct involvement. Literally, dirty hands, unclean hands, right? Where is he? So my advice is stand up and be counted on the right side of history. Thanks for the shout out, Mike. I'm glad I got it right when I called it on January 6th as it was happening and what the crimes were. Where is our attorney general? I just don't know. I thought the midterms would have given Call sort of the space to say, oh, voters aren't really in favor of people that believe in these lies and in this nonsense and that the country wants to move forward from Trump. I thought that would have bolstered his confidence a bit. But all we hear is crickets. Now, maybe there's something in the offing, and God bless that, and let's hope it comes. But today of all days, you wouldn't stand up on a dais or behind a podium with a flag flying and say, I'm your attorney general, and I believe in the Constitution of the United States of America and the Constitution of Wisconsin, and I'll do everything in my power with all of this completely dispositive and overwhelming evidence to hold those in our state that have the privilege of serving voters, whether Democrat or Republican, to account to those constitutions.
Come on, girl, you got to hold that thought. It's a great rant. Come back.
A Shiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now, it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online chat can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal,
only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the play.
But man, I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I'm feeling pretty good about life. Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah. Did you have a couple glasses of wine up there?
No wine. Lots of rum. Rum, tum, tum.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 19. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 32. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 23. Temps above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Make sure you check us out on the socials on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio, and find all the podcasts at civicmedia.us.
And if you get the app, the Civic Media app, as all the real patriots do, you'll find a brand new channel on there today. St. Croix Country, WSCM, our newest musical choice, coming from Baldwin, Wisconsin, St. Croix County. So anyways, try out the St. Croix Country on the Civic Media app. And please say hi to our friend Maggie Dunn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. We appreciate you sticking around, Maggie. Earlier on the program, we brought back Everett Mitchell. And he had some accusations leveled against him in a Daniel Bice column earlier this week. And we didn't know the column was dropping. So anyways, had to come back and give him a chance to explain himself. Here's what I would say. This was an accusation made in a custody hearing, my understanding, in the family court. There was no criminal charges leveled. And he ultimately prevailed in this action. So the judge did not see cause to hold it against him, at least in regards to the child placement. And I'm not suggesting we shouldn't believe the accusers. I'm just suggesting I wasn't there. And this column, where was it sourced from, Maggie Dawn? This would not be in the public record, would it?
Portions may. Again, it depends. You can ask for certain things to be sealed. But to be totally candid with you, a couple of things I want to point out. If any layperson has ever gone through a terrible breakup or a divorce, right, like things get really out of control. And I think having helped a few of my dear friends with divorces through the years, accusations sometimes get made, particularly if people are under an incredible amount of mental strain, right? He has flatly denied all of it. I think the reasonable person, the reasonable voter, says that was between two folks at an extremely tough time. He has flatly denied it. The judge, who is the nearest to the person who made the allegation, as well as the person who denied it, being Judge Mitchell, made a credibility determination and gave Judge Mitchell predominant or the majority of the custody during the bulk of the year. I think that speaks volumes for how the judge assessed the credibility, right, in the moment, and the judge that was the closest to the circumstances. When you do step back and look at timing, et cetera, I did want to say one thing. I have met Judge Mitchell a number of times. He's done incredible things. in Dane County Circuit Court. He's certainly an innovator. He's a learned jurist. He would be a great Supreme Court justice. I also know personally and would call a friend, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. And I can say to a certainty, it is my opinion that Janet would never knowingly authorize or herself leak something like this or seed the story. And that no one associated with her campaign, with her knowledge, consent, implicit, direct, or whatever, would have ever been permitted to do this. I will say that with absolute certainty. The bigger question, which I think you alluded to, Mike, is, are those folks sort of with the Democratic Party of Wisconsin beyond Janet herself as an individual and those working directly on her campaign? Are there folks in the donor class or the broader set of influencers with the Democratic Party? That's a different calculus. You have a lot of actors there, right? And certainly I think it is sad to say this, but I could see traditionalists and some state Democratic Party actors looking to Mandela Barnes's candidacy and saying, oh boy, if another black man gets into a general and this hasn't come out yet, this is the thing that kills Everett Mitchell's candidacy against Dan Kelly, right? And those are incredibly sad facts. And I just wanted to say, again, I think the questions are beyond Judge Janet Protasiewicz and her direct surrogates. I think the far more likely scenario is that you're looking at Democratic operatives writ large, or Democratic donor class within the state party, or even beyond that. I mean, let's be honest. This is an absolutely critical election because this will determine the balance of the state Supreme Court. So the stakes couldn't be higher. And I think there are no ends to which some people on either side of the aisle would go to ensure victory under these circumstances.
Maggie, is it appropriate if something's coming out, shouldn't come out now, shouldn't come out before the primary is fought, if it's going to be a disqualifier, don't we want to know this? I think I've often been critical of the Democrats. They don't look for the chink in each other's armor. Well, eventually it's going to come out during the general. Is now the time to have these arguments?
So there's a couple of things like built into that question, right? Like, how does the Democratic Party vet candidates? How do we do oppo research on our own? My opinion is that when you look at releases like these or leaks like these, they're often suspiciously timed. This is not right before the primary. You know, like typical political operatives will say you drop this stuff like 3-4 days before a primary because it'll leave the candidate that's responding with almost no news cycle to mount a decent response. My personal opinion is, yes, you want these things to come out. The public has a right to know about these things, painful though they may be. And it's up to candidates, just like Judge Mitchell has done, to stand, answer those questions, and let the voting public assess that candidate's credibility. I believe if this was coming from within the Democratic Party, they should have released this as soon as it was known, to wit, days after Judge Mitchell announced his candidacy. In other words, everybody should be always trying to get ahead of these things. If you're a candidate, get them out there early and deal with them.
Maggie Dawn, you got a hot date or you want to stick around?
I can, for you two, you guys are my hot date and all your great listeners. I love the Civic Media app. I'll stick with you if you got time for me.
Absolutely, we do. More Devil's Advocates, the happier happy hour, and more Maggie.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief. It's been 2 years since the deadly attack on the Capitol, and President Biden honored the heroes of that day with a ceremony at the White House.
History will remember your names. They'll remember your courage. They'll remember your bravery. They'll remember your extraordinary commitments to your fellow Americans.
Earlier this morning, lawmakers gathered on the steps of the Capitol and paid tribute. Representative Hakeem Jeffries.
We stand here today with our democracy intact because of those officers.
Republican leader Kevin McCarthy still trying to become the new Speaker of the House. He's getting closer, winning over several GOP members who previously voted against him, including Florida's Byron Donalds.
It's going to occur. That is, let me just say that, it will happen.
So the House has adjourned for just a few hours. They will pick right back up where they left off tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News and our new early morning program heard right here on weekday mornings, Up North News Radio. We're a small but scrappy state-based newsroom that covers politics and policy, but also other stories that show off our state, its people, places, food, and much more. You can find all of that on our website, upnorthnewswi.com, or on your favorite social media site. Just search for Up North News WI. Don't forget the WI and give us a follow. Then, from 6 to 8 a.m., we talk about those stories and much more right here on the statewide radio stations of Civic Media. We have guests, analysis, commentary, we talk music, sports, weather, and probably a few too many anecdotes about my time as a TV anchor, a state legislator, an island dweller, and now a grandpa. It's real information and good conversation that's unabashedly Wisconsin. That's Up North News Radio, weekday mornings, from 6 to 8, on the radio, online, and on demand.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour. I'm so very happy. We've got Attorney Maggie Dawn. She's Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. She's a friend of ours. Maggie, I got to ask you again about the Supreme Court in this regard. This is for the balance of the court. And if a quote-unquote liberal should win a place on the court, my big issue is the fact that we are effectively governed by a minority here in the state of Wisconsin. They can't win statewide election, but the Republicans, when they were swept into power in 2010 by the Tea Party, they cooked the books. They gerrymandered, most partisan gerrymander, arguably, in the United States. And really, we have governance that doesn't even reflect the will of the Republicans any longer. It's the insurrectionist base. It's the Janelle Branchons, the Tim Ranthams, and Speaker Voss that drive the agenda. And it's a minority agenda. So give me some hope, sister. Are we going to see gerrymandering before the Wisconsin Supreme Court? And if we do, do they have the power? I thought this already ran up the flagpole to the U.S. Supreme Court. Kennedy said you don't have standing, and it was basically thrown to the wind. Political gerrymandering permissible. But this seems a little beyond the pale. What do you think? Can't hear you. Come on, Maggie, you rookie. You've been on a Zoom call.
Rookie move. Like, put me back down to JV coach. I just can't handle it. There's the angle here would be likely under the state constitution or a state court taking an interpretation that brings together state ordinance, state constitution, and the federal constitution, as well as the Voting Rights Act. Yes, it would open a door for a reinterrogation of the actually biased, voter suppressing, cracking and packing garbage gerrymander that allows an insane minority of our state to effectively hold hostage our state and local governments. Listen, the city of Milwaukee County are on, you know, the brink of abject fiscal disaster. And it's not because, only because there have been pension issues or large pensions, which, by the way, when the pensions were created way back when, they were very much in line with typical pensions that you saw throughout the working public. Those pension obligations have become crippling, but by far the reason that the city and the county are in such dire straits in the state, by the way, as go the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County economically, so goes the rest of the state, right, is because the state sits on a $6.6 billion surplus that was generated off the backs of Milwaukee County and city of Milwaukee income taxpayers, sales taxpayers, and property taxpayers. Interestingly enough, the amount of property sales and income tax surplus over a year 2000 baseline that we've given to the state that we do not get back in shared revenue, it's just around $6.5 billion. It's weird how that mathing thing works out here. Why do I go on a rant about that? Because all of that does hang in the balance. And when you have a minority of people in the state that live outstate in rural areas with an overly emphasized and overweighted vote, yeah, there's no ability to change how shared revenue is calculated. By the way, those calculations go back to like 1905. So, right, and it has all of these trickle-down impacts throughout the state. So, yes, I am dearly hopeful, whether the nominee is Everett Mitchell, Janet Protasiewicz, and, you know, that one of those two individuals prevail. And by the way, Judge Janet, I think, would sort of bristle at being called a rabid lefty liberal, and so would Judge Mitchell. These are people who have spent an incredible amount of time in criminal courts, with a front row seat to how our justice system can be unjust, but also have spent time putting away for incredibly long sentences really hardened criminals that do pose a threat to our communities. Both of them have been subject to threats and intimidation, and they have stood the post. Dan Kelly, let's see his judicial credentials.
Wanker appointed.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's like the guy sort of showed up on the Supreme Court. That's what we're talking about. He's a private law firm corporate guy who effectively reads out of the playbook of Trumpism and the MAGA far right. So you've got two people with real world experience and another guy that likes to bang a lot of tables and use a lot of rhetoric.
Can I ask one more question? Maggie,
I'll
Dawn,
try to keep my answers short. I'm terrible at that.
This one's going to make you crankier, but I've heard a couple of people recently, and I'm always embarrassed. If you've ever heard this show, if you could not answer this question, Maggie Dawn, who's Judge Jen Troupas, and why should we know that name?
I think I'm going to go into nervous convulsions when you say Jim Troupas. Yeah, Jim Troupas was effectively the lead legal counsel for the Trump campaign during the recount. And then after the recount following the 2020 election, not just on paper, in every single lawsuit that Judge Troupas, as a co-conspirator with the Trump campaign to try to overthrow the outcome of the election and subjugate and create an authoritarian state and subjugate the people of the United States to the will of a violent minority. He was on all the legal pleadings, all of the cases that came out of the state of Wisconsin, I believe seven in number, every single one of which was lost and lost handily. And the federal cases were decided by Trump appointed judges. So, yeah, there's that. Not only did Jim Troupas do that, Jim Troupas also then had an active hand in helping John Eastman infect the state with this idea that somehow state legislatures, regardless of the popular vote in their state, can just unilaterally decide which state electors are assigned to which federal presidential candidate. And he was intimately involved in the dissemination, promotion, and effectively putting forward to Senator Johnson and others in the Capitol on the day on January 6th. Troupas had a hand in all of that. I am not permitted as general counsel to Milwaukee County to talk about any potential hypothetical special counsel subpoenas because special counsel's offices of the United States Department of Justice ask those that are subject to such subpoenas. I'm just talking hypothetically here, not to discuss them. So if something like that were to happen, I would not make any comments about that. But certainly it would seem to me that a hypothetical special counsel subpoena would probably seek to find out what Jim Troupas was doing in the state of Wisconsin in those many months leading up to January 6th. And the fact that that guy was a judge, right, and is still a practicing licensed lawyer in the state, like, what is the Office of Lawyer Regulation doing? You know, there should be penalties when you sign documents in court that have no, that assert facts that you cannot prove up or demonstrate were even a reasonable belief. And that's what was done here, as well as Mr. Troupas being a co-conspirator in an extensive nationwide effort to, again, install an authoritarian leader and to destroy our democracy.
Oh, that Jim Troupas.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. That one.
Make it out. Okay, so the hypothetical, I get Jack Smith apparently put out a bunch of subpoenas and one to Milwaukee and other counties around the nation, CNN reporting. Okay, fair enough. Did you have any interaction with people like Jim Troupas when the election was going on?
So setting aside any special counsel subpoena, Mr. Troupas had effectively his appointed top guy in Milwaukee County. Jim was in Dane County. And then he had his top guy here in Milwaukee that was asserting the same arguments crafted by Jim Troupas in Dane County, in Milwaukee County, every single day of the recount. And if I can, let me paint the picture. It is the middle of the pandemic. We are in the Wisconsin Center. There are thousands of largely volunteer folks that have gone through extensive training to assist with the recount. And it became very clear, I am legal counsel to the Milwaukee County Elections Commission, which is comprised of a Republican appointee, a Democratic appointee, and a county executive appointee. There's three members of the Milwaukee County Elections Commission. Each campaign can make legal arguments to the commission about why a ballot should or should not be counted. Day one of the recount, not a single ballot was counted. Not one. Why? Because Jim Troupas' invented strategy was to object to every ballot on any imagined basis, whether that is a reasonable grounding for excluding an otherwise qualified voter's vote. And in the state of Wisconsin, I want to make this abundantly clear, in the preamble to the chapter that deals with all of our voting statutes and laws, it basically says, if we know what the intent of the voter is and the voter is duly qualified, their vote should count. That is the underlying premise. So if you forget the zip code or like you write, you know, M-I-L-K you know, and we know that that's the city. Like, those ballots should count if that's on an absentee envelope. They objected to every single ballot. Guess how many ballots were counted on day two? Zero in Milwaukee County. But over this period of time, I worked with the Elections Commission to decide and figure out, okay, there are categories of objections. We're going to take in all the legal arguments from both campaigns. We're going to put these categories of objections. There are about 12 of them. And then on the beginning of day three, we're going to have the election commissions review the briefs and hear the oral arguments from the campaigns and then rule on it. We're going to have a full and complete, robust record. Moving forward, those ballots will be counted or not, depending on the ruling of the Elections Commission. And then all subsequent objections will simply be noted. And if the Elections Commission said it shouldn't be counted, the ballot was set aside and it wasn't counted. And after over 2 weeks of nearly 12-hour-a-day volunteer-based in the middle of a deadly global pandemic recount, Joe Biden went up by 40 votes in Milwaukee County. Just saying. So I did not personally have to deal with Jim Troopas. I dealt with his right-hand man, his lackey, here in Milwaukee County. So, Jim Troopas 2.0, right? His other guy. But it was all his strategy. He was the guy in Dane. And then he had a right-hand man here in Milwaukee County.
Maggie, if I understood the strategy at the time, really it was delay, delay, delay.
Correct.
Because if the state of Wisconsin missed the certification deadline, then there might be some crazy legitimacy, or at least that would be the argument they would plead, that we can cast different electors because the duly elected electors didn't meet the time deadlines. So it was really about delay. So, Maggie, one more comment. Sister, you saved democracy in the state of Wisconsin. And I mean that in all sincerity. If we had not moved through this process with alacrity in 2 weeks, sounds like a long time, but not when you're fighting every ballot in Milwaukee County. Maggie Dawn, I think people should know you are one of the heroes of the 2020 election. You, and I'll even give Hal Hagedorn a little bit of credit, because that 4-3 vote, that really determined whether or not Trump had one more chance to burn it all down in Wisconsin. But he keeps trying, doesn't he? To this very day?
They keep at it. If you swing at enough balls, you might actually hit one. That's the scary part. Thanks for those comments, Mike. When you show up in those moments, you show up with, at least I try to, with my best civic-minded self, with my best lawyering skills, to keep myself out of the way and to let the process be a good and vigorous one. And it was very clear what the tactic was. And it was up to me to figure out how to ensure that that tactic didn't rob every single qualified voter in Milwaukee County, be they Republicans or Democrats, from having their valid and constitutional vote counted. And I'm very proud of myself and all the people in my office did over those 2.5 weeks.
Now know a little bit more about our good friend, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel Maggie Dawn. And you know who Jim Troopas is, though.
Thanks, Maggie.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life 3 wives later and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. We're the Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony.
I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 19. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 32. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 23. Temps above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of this freaky Friday. Join us on the phones if you feel so inclined at 844-967-2789. Crudy, I know who Jim Troupas is. That's the guy who called Ron Johnson to try to get him to hand Mike Pence the fraudulent electors from Wisconsin, I believe also Michigan. And then after the fact, Ron Johnson hired Jim Troupas to be his recount guy for the election, I guess. Gave him a little retainer. But I don't think that's going to shield you from any prosecution, Jim or Ron.
Well, I'm glad you know who Jim Troupas is.
Now everybody knows. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. A little civics lesson for the audience, Don, just in case they didn't know. You know, it bugs me when people listen to the show and they don't know the answers that they should know. Like, who's Jim Troupas? Maggie Dawn, you should know her. And I am so proud of my friend Maggie Dawn. I mean, literally, she was on the front line fighting for democracy during the Milwaukee County recount. And I haven't often heard her talk publicly about, you know, sort of the hand-to-hand ballot by ballot fight that went on, but 12 hours a day for like 2 weeks. Thank you, Maggie Dawn.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Maggie Dawn, and all the volunteers and everybody. And you know that, and when you hear all election integrity, you know, look at that process. We went through it. Biden got 40 more votes. That's pretty damn close. What about you talking about election integrity, people? Look at the recounts. Even the cyber ninjas in Arizona. What a crap show that was. Biden got more votes out of that as well. So when people like Congressman-elect Van Orden or any of these other wackadoodles, megas, talk about election integrity, number one, they're either, you know, buying the BS that they heard from Trump and Troupas, or they know that it's not accurate, but they're just saying it because they think it riles up the base.
Well, think about, as you state that, Dom, and I'm not trying to undermine you, but when you say they buy the BS of Ron and Ron Johnson and Troupas, well, that's not really BS. That's not, hey, here's a path. Really, it's here's a way to coup the government. This is a insurrectionist path. This is a conspiratorial, perhaps criminal path.
Well, sure, but they justify that action based on, you know, this you know, ghost fraud that they claim happens, these irregularities.
Ends justify the means is, I'm telling you, all they were using to justify it was ends justify the means. Trump remains the president. Because when you talk about the legislature's ability to overturn the will of the Wisconsin voters, Ron Johnson's suspicions that there were irregularities should not be a good enough reason for the gerrymandered Wisconsin Republican legislature to have the power to cast that vote. But that's what Ron's plot, before he tried to pass on the false Trump electors, that's what we found out this week from the January 6th committee. You thought Ron couldn't top himself, but he does.
He keeps doing it.
We inviting that guy back? Like one more time for old time's sake? Or should we wait till all the evidence
clears? I don't know if that'd be a great idea, Michael.
Could get ugly.
It might. FCC regulated all that.
844-967-2789. Rico from Rock County. Happy Friday, Rico.
Hey, Rico.
Hey,
Happy Friday, guys. Hey, love it when you guys got Maggie on. She had, a while back, you guys had a little contest going on about your best interview of 2022. And, you know, right away, Maggie Dawn came to my mind.
Well, here's the problem.
My vote. Is it too late to get a vote in?
Well, it had to happen in 2022, so it's too late to maybe for next year's awards.
Isn't there a 30-day grace period? Can I get a grace period on this? Or
it's like a mortgage. Stop by the 15th.
Rico, once upon a time, you know, bringing this whole little triumphant all to – I'm going to put a bow on it. Dom and I submitted what we thought was award-winning journalism. The day after Ron Johnson voted to acquit Donald Trump, he came in studio for 45 minutes with Dom and I. I mean, I questioned this man's, what's going to be on your tombstone, Ron? What about your legacy? I mean, we freaking hammered this guy. It was a damn good interview. And we submitted it for WBA, best interview of the year. And our pal Maggie Dawn, who was doing a fine program for us on Thursday and Friday nights at that time, Dawn of the Resistance, she said, oh, I did a really good interview too. Since you guys are doing it, could I also submit? Oh, sure, Maggie. Rookies always do great in these contests. Maggie won the best interview of the year. We took second. She got the crystal trophy. I've never even seen it, Rico. So you cannot be a winner and the subject of the best interview of the year. I'm just telling you, she's disqualified.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, you guys rock, man. You guys rock. And Maggie, we have her on here. I'll tell you what, I don't even need a grievance because that girl brings it, man. She brings it.
Just put a quarter in the jukebox, Rico. We don't even have to say much.
You turn her on, there ain't no turn her off. And you know what? I could sit here and listen to her all night. Just give me another bud. And, I could sit and listen to that all night, man. She brings it, man. She's got the passion.
She got the passion and the knowledge and the skills and the track record, Rico. Thanks for the call. And she's a friend of ours. We always appreciate it. Let's get some more in before the end of the day. Jill from New Berlin. Welcome, Jill. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jill.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm just having a hard time today because I listened to President Biden give awards to the people who stood up for our democracy. And I'm so glad that you guys are shining the spotlight on everything that's gone on in January 6th. I'm so proud of Maggie Dawn as well. I immediately called both of my representatives, who happen to be Scott Fitzgerald and Senator Ron Johnson, who don't represent me at all. They're, in my mind, they're essentially insurrectionists and traitors, and it disgusts me to think of them taking an oath of office to the Constitution. I guess my question to you guys is, why doesn't Attorney General Josh Call go after the fake electors? Like, what's your best guess for that?
Jill, I can probably answer that question, and thank you so much for listening to us. I interviewed Josh Call in June at the DPW, and I asked Josh, hit him right between the eyes, why haven't you, Josh? And effectively his answer is they are under investigation by the Federal Department of Justice. I mean, Andrew Hitt's been called in under not just January 6th subpoena, but I believe also under DOJ subpoena. So this specific crime, this false electors, and I think it's criminal. And I think Josh should be looking, like Dana Nessel, our friend from Michigan, is looking at the state charges. I think he should be doing more. But I think he's being deferential to the DOJ. Thank you, Maggie Dawn. You were a fine guest. Thank you, Judge Everett Mitchell, for answering the call on the Daniel Bice stuff. The Heifman brothers talking Packers at 7 right here. And Native Roots Radio is next. Keep it locked. Have a great weekend. Party on, everyone.
Go Lions.
All right. Packers. See you later.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.